Police in North Moravia have arrested two men wanted for questioning over Friday's horrific train accident, which cost the lives of seven people and injured dozens more. A spokeswoman for the Novi Yichin police confirmed that two employees of a building contractors had been arrested on Wednesday evening, but she would give no further details. Investigators are working to establish the cause of the accident, in which an express train ploughed into a road bridge that had collapsed onto the rails just seconds earlier. Rob Cameron has been following the story and now joins me in the studio. Rob, can you just remind us what actually happened last Friday?
Right, well, last Friday, about 10:30 a.m, an express train from the Polish city of Krakow on its way to Prague slammed into a motorway bridge that had collapsed onto tracks in the town of Studenka in North Moravia. It's quite near Novi Yichin. Now, it emerged from eyewitness testimony from the driver of the train that the bridge collapsed onto the rails just seconds before the train entered the station. The driver actually saw the bridge begin to buckle and sway, and he hit the emergency brake, and he managed to slow the train down from its speed of 135 kilometres an hour to 90 kilometres an hour, but obviously he didn't have enough time to stop it. So the train hit the bridge. The collision derailed the first six carriages, leaving seven people dead, five dozen injured, many seriously, 17 are still in hospital. And ever since then, the police and Czech Railways have been trying to ascertain exactly what caused this crash.
Well, you said two men have been arrested. What exactly do the two men have to do with the accident?
Well, at the time of the accident, the bridge was being repaired by a Czech construction firm called Dopravní stavby Ostrava, or ODS. Now, ODS had hired a subcontractor called Bergel and Krysl to supply the steel frame of the bridge. Now, the director of Bergel and Krysl's Ostrava branch has confirmed to the Czech media that the two men arrested on Wednesday were the person in charge of the project and the superintendent responsible for moving the metal part of the bridge. However, he also said that he hadn't spoken to the two men, and he stressed that the two were not responsible for the statics of the bridge, and that was the responsibility of ODS. Now, one version of events being examined by the police is that the statics of the bridge were somehow disturbed during the construction work, but we won't know more about that until the inquiry into this accident is completed.
Right, and now these two men, are they actually accused of any crime? Are they to be charged?
No, they've simply been arrested and questioned by police. That's all we know. They're not charged with anything as yet. The police are investigating the case as under the crime of endangering the general public, and that carries a 10-year prison term.
Right, well, everyone's waiting to see who will actually be blamed for this tragedy. I suppose another thing that is on a lot of people's minds is that they're worried whether such a terrible accident could happen again.
Yes, of course. A lot of questions are being asked, you know, about the safety of the nation's bridges, as well as a flurry of accusations about this construction site itself. People living near the crash site claimed they'd seen workmen buying hard alcohol. Now, again, the head of that firm, Bergel and Krysl, has categorically denied that his employees had been drinking on the job. There's also been speculation that some of the workmen were there illegally, without papers, from abroad. They didn't have proper training and so on. Again, that's been dismissed. So there are a lot of accusations flying about. But I think across the country, people are, you know, glancing nervously at building sites and wondering just how qualified the people working on them really are.
Rob Cameron, thank you very much for that report.